This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Max is back. And how?
And he didn't look like he missed a beat.
Max Scherzer is the ace of the Nationals. They welcome the Dodgers to town. Three-game series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All three nationally televised. Unfortunately, Scherzer will not be on the hill. He joins us now on Grant and Danny for his regular, every homestand exclusive appearance. This feels like big-time baseball. Top two teams in the NL, top two seeds going into the playoffs. Somebody's going to end up with home field advantage throughout in the National League. Do you guys feel any extra jitters or excitement about this, or is it just business as usual for you?
No, it's kind of business as usual for us. You know, now we've already clinched. You know, all of our thought and attention is how we're preparing for the postseason. If we, me and the team had clinched yet, and we're in dog races, yeah, this would be a lot more intense matchup. But, for us, everybody's focused on, what the number one priority is getting ready for the postseason.
What's the best way to do that? It's hard because you guys already clinched, and it speaks to the year you all have had, and it's been awesome and amazing, and you guys deserve breaks and rest and to kind of do whatever it is to get ready. But how do you get ready without playing really and true meaningful games for a while?
See, that's where it's just you need rest.
I'm going to throw Max on hold, Dar, see if you can work out the signal because I want to make sure people can hear everything you're saying. Scherzer, who's coming off of one of his tough starts of the year, ran out of some gas at the end of his last outing, looking to bounce back when he's back on the hill. I like that point, though, because that tells you that the Nationals haven't taken these last couple series or several games lightly at all. If he's saying, oh, well, this is just business as usual, it's not like they've been waiting for a week. Oh, we got the Dodgers coming to town.
Right.
But I'm okay
gearing up for it. Yeah, me too. I mean, again, look at the lineup yesterday. And those guys performed, you give them credit, but it was the kids' day. You know, Adam Lind is hitting fourth, and Wilmer Defoe is hitting third. And if this was a game that was must win or you're trying to ramp up, they're not ramping up yet. I think that's pretty clear.
We got him back on the line. So go ahead, Max. Sorry for cutting you off there, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. That's all right. Everybody needs rest, and everybody's managing a rest. But the thing everybody needs to get ready for the postseason is to play intense baseball. Is to, when you get out on the mound, give it everything you got and keep preparing yourself for what's about to come. So these games are very meaningful. There's a lot of rhetoric that sits there and says that this is, our games are meaningless. And when it's actually just the opposite, they're very meaningful. And going out there and playing your best right now is very important.
One of the big moments of the last week for me and Danny was getting to host the Scherzer Showdown. It was at Hill Country Barbecue for the second straight year. Max and Erica put on an amazing event. So many of your teammates, former and current Redskins, came out. It really was an amazing time. A couple of my highlights, though, the big moments were, we found out that you were a good high school quarterback. Matt Weider still doesn't believe you, but you got video and we showed you like a 40-yard jump ball into double coverage.
Picks or it didn't happen, and it did.
It did happen. And I thought the panel with you and Anthony Rendon and Santana Moss and Clinton Portis was hilarious. Portis said he got hit by one pitch and never played again. But it was a fun time, man. We appreciate you letting us take part in that.
Yeah, that was a good event. For the fans that weren't able to attend, fantasy football, I think, brings everybody together. Like you said, getting some Redskins and Nationals together, I thought everybody had a great time and looking forward to doing it again next year.
How'd your team turn out? Your draft go pretty well?
Yeah, my draft went really well. I really liked the team that I was able to draft. So that might be my best league that I'm in.
So I happen to be walking past Max's table, and I want to get your reaction to this, Max. You were on the clock at number three, the third overall pick in the draft. And so people are going ahead of you. And then I saw you kind of doing this, like, I can't wait to say my name. Like, you're not one of those teams that's going to wait 15 minutes to hand in the draft card. You're sitting there like almost like giddy, like a sprinter out of the blocks. And you go, Zeke Elliott. And then like you got your second pick and you were just so fired up about the fact that you got the guys that seems like you were targeting.
Yeah, I mean, it's either Julio Jones or Ezekiel Elliott. And, well, I decided to make my bed and go with Ezekiel Elliott. So once I made that decision, you just can't wait to scream it.
Scherzer got his draft started correctly and was raving about his team afterwards. I'm assuming he's 0-1 by now. Is that the case? Did you win week one?
We've had some login problems, so I wasn't able to check. So I don't know.
All right,
I don't think I had that good of a week.
Really? Interesting. Okay, but you think it's going to be a good team, so that's cool. But it was an amazing event, and if you want more info on it for the future, go to Scherzer Showdown and check it out. It's for a great cause, benefiting the Nats Youth Academy. Hey, this most recent start was kind of quirky. You're on the hill at 97 pitches after six. Dusty said afterwards that you and he wanted to stretch you out past 110, but you walked three straight. I don't know if you'd ever done that before in your career, and then you faced another batter. I kind of thought he should have come and got you. What happened there? What was the deal?
No, it's kind of you kind of said it on the first part. I've been dealing with some injuries and haven't really been able to pitch deep into a ball game as of late. And you're sitting there looking at it, we got four starts left. I needed to get stretched out. Like I really needed to pitch deep into a ball game, really get my pitch count up. We kind of had, we made that notation if it was possible, to have that happen. And sure, it worked out right to our plan to be able to, after six innings, 95 pitches, whatever you said, to be able to go back out there and, stretch it out. And, I did, I just didn't pitch well. So it highlighted some things I needed to, continue to work on and get back, into complete full form where I feel good pitching at 115, 120 pitches. And I'm still executing pitches. And so, that's where some of the rust is in my game from dealing with some injuries here over the past, a couple weeks. It hasn't allowed me to pitch completely deep into ball games, and that's something I need to be able to do if I want to be my best in the postseason.
Max Scherzer with us here. Every homestand on Grant and Danny, kind enough to join us for a few minutes. Max, this is such an interesting time of year when some of the kids come up and show some of the promise. It's easy for, fat idiots like me to get overzealous about a 20-year-old doing something in a game or two. You know the grind and how it's much harder to do it over full sets of months and years and everything else. But I ask you, someone that's been around now a little bit, who are some of the young guys that you just kind of go, man, he's got it. He doesn't know how good he's going to be. Is there somebody that's really turned your head that's come up with this club?
When you first think young, now you're thinking Victor Robles. And, when you hear that he's born in 1997, it just makes all of us, old guys just cringe. And so you see him just going out there, and he looks great. Now, it looks like he has a chance to really become something. And you see how athletic he is, and you see why our front office raves about him. But you see other guys, and it's been other guys, not necessarily the young ones, but guys who've gotten an opportunity this year, like Defoe and Mikey Taylor and Goody, guys who have gone out there and really performed. So it's not just the guys in September. It's kind of the guys that were second in line really getting an opportunity, showing that they can play at the major league level for an extended period of time.
Each week when Max Scherzer is on Grant and Danny, we give you an opportunity to ask him a question with the Dulles Motor Cars fan question of the week. James tweeted us and he says, you are intense. We all know that. During a game, how do you ratchet it down a bit? When do game situations call for that? Do you have any examples of how and when you might have to do that?
There's times when you're within a start and, things aren't going your way. And a lot of times you can either get, there's certain times where you need to amp up intensity and certain times you just need to take a deep breath, and just kind of almost hit the reset button and think, what do I need to do to be able to execute pitches and kind of start back at square one? Actually, perfect example of that was the other night in the seventh inning. Like, what the heck is going on right now? I've just walked two batters. Like, how do I get back into the zone? And sometimes you just need a reset of, hey, take a deep breath and focus on what you need to do. A lot of times that's, easier said than done. And a lot of times, that's where you got to, take some time in between at bats and allow yourself to kind of reset mentally so that you can go out there and get back into your rhythm.
Max, I jotted this down. I almost forgot a couple of days ago. I wanted to ask you this, but Odubel Herrera is one of these guys that if he's on your team, you probably love him. And if he's not on your team, he is impossible to support. But you quick pitched him at one point. I don't even want to say that, call it that, but that's basically what it was. He's in the box doing his normal act, his routine. And he was not ready, and you throw a pitch to strike him out, and Wieters is just catches it. He was even surprised it came. I wonder first if you'd go take me back to that moment and what you thought about Odubel, because they showed you on the screen the next night when he was batting and stepped out on someone, and you just rolled your eyes on. I mean, you clearly, that guy has bristled you in some way, I'm guessing.
You just know that he has a lot of, it takes a lot of time in between pitches. And in the first at bat, I was left, sitting there waiting for a lot of his, I'm on the mound ready to go in a lot of his practice swings. And, that's where I told Wieters, like, hey, look, we know the rules. If there's 2 feet in the box, you can go. And if I get that, if I see him do that, I'm just going to go ahead. If you don't, just know that if I fire, I'm just throwing a fastball. And when it came up, I think the third time through, I knew we got to a 1-2 count. I knew it was a perfect time to try to execute this. And, I kind of had seen his routine of how he in between pitches, how he swings the bat a lot. And so as soon as he got 2 feet down, as soon as that foot was down and his head's looking down, that's when you just go. And sure enough, it worked. So, that's just something that as players, hey, if you're going to have a lot of, practice swings like that, you better be ready because, there's rules in the book that say as soon as you have 2 feet in, you can go.
His reaction was hilarious.
Oh, it was great.
A couple months ago, I was hanging out by a tree and there was like a squirrel like 6 inches from my head and I jumped. It looked like that. Like just terrified that 95 was buzzing his tower. It was awesome, man.
I loved it. It was great.
Max, thank you as always, buddy, for hopping on, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Keep rolling.
All right, thank you.
All right, go get the Dodgers. Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Our double play on Fridays is winning off the field. So let's figure out on this Football Friday next how you're in the win column. What's going right in your day? Dial us up at 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.